On Cheerios Christian Superstation, Life 100.3, that was Avalon, Keeper of My Heart. Joining me in studio, we have Anne-Marie Covert from Mind Joy Counseling in Lindsay. Anne-Marie, some of us can find ourselves in patterns that become addictions. And when we're there, when we have these strongholds that need to be broken, could you offer just a nugget that might get someone on that journey who's struggling even at this very moment?
A nugget. When we struggle, there's a reason for it, always. And a lot of people think it's a character flaw, especially in the Christian faith. When it comes to addiction, we intertwine that with morality so easily that people feel a lot of shame and that there's something wrong with them. They're not a good Christian when they struggle with any form of addiction. But in truth, it is so much more than that. It's a physiological coping mechanism. The brain gets dependent on it. It's medicating an unmet need. So what I encourage people to do is to try to get the root of their addiction or their struggle. What's behind it? What's your unmet need? Because like I've said before, when we can be aware of something, that's like 80% of the battle. So finding that root unmet need, then we can explore healthy ways to meet it where you don't need the addiction. Counselors can help people figure that out. Wise counsel, maybe from their pastors if they have experience in addictions. It's not something to do alone.
Practically speaking, you get better at recognizing what the things are beneath the surface, but is there anything about structuring your day, like implementing time for just sheer reflection or sheer like inventory checks and journaling and that kind of stuff that you think lends itself well to breaking things from the past and seeing progress?
Yeah, routine is really good. You know, when we don't have routine or things that are familiar, reliable and predictable, our mind can start to spin, and that can be dangerous with addiction or any type of mental health struggle.
Some change fatigue kicking in?
Definitely. Too much change can make things hard. Routine brings us a bit of rest because it's familiar, less work for our brain. My grandfather used to say that if he could keep his hands busy with work, it kept his mind at rest. And there's a lot of truth to that.
Scripturally too.
Yeah, absolutely. So that routine can be really helpful. Having something that works well for you to ground you. So for some people, it's journaling. And by grounding, I basically mean helping us stay present in the moment. Because anxiety, fear, depression, grief, a lot of them take us to the past or the future, anything but the present. And so being grounded, we stay in the present. So some people, journaling helps them ground themselves, helps them process emotions and gain insight. Sometimes it's something like taking a cold shower, which actually can be very grounding, very good for your peace response, your parasympathetic nervous system, which can help against addiction. Some people find exercise very grounding. Some people find worship very grounding. So finding something to ground yourself during your day as well.
Well said. Anne-Marie Covert from Mind Joy Counseling in Lindsay, we do appreciate this. Appreciate these songs too that can remind us of the freedom that God wants us to live in. Ren Collective has a new one called Plans after Zach Williams' Chainbreaker next.